It's a pleasure to be with you, and it's a pleasure to announce that coming up in a few moments, we've got Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer here. And let me do a little bit of setup for what you're about to hear. And I have no idea what you're about to hear, folks. As usual on Coast to Coast AM, I just sort of cruise along here, and I really don't know what you're going to hear. Here's what set off the quest to get Dr. Greer on. And it was a recent Exopolitics conference, and here's a quote, alleged quote of Dr. Greer. Quote, we have confirmation, and I'm not going to give the name yet because we're trying to coax this guy out of the closet, but one of the senior people in the SETI project, which of course is the Carl Sagan search for extraterrestrial project, has confirmed to the Disclosure Project that they have received multiple extraterrestrial signals, end quote. Greer then goes on, but that now they are getting external, human, probably NRO or NSA jamming of those signals, and they're getting very frustrated. Greer continued, quote, the question is, why hasn't the SETI project, funded by Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, come forward with this information? I'm a little confused even mentioning this, except for the fact the public needs to know that this effort, which has received a great deal of mainstream media attention, has actually been confirmed to us from two inside sources that they indeed have received extraterrestrial signals and have confirmed them as being extraterrestrial, and that they have become increasing in frequency and number. Dr. Stephen Greer is head of the Disclosure Project, and on it goes. But obviously, that went off like a bomb in my head. Dr. Stephen Greer is founder and CEO of Space Energy Access Systems, also the founder and director of the Disclosure Project. He's been a guest here for many years. He is an emergency physician, former chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Caldwell Memorial Hospital. Dr. Greer is a lifetime member of Alpha Omega Alpha, the nation's most prestigious medical honor society. He has appeared on several national programs, including Larry King, CBS, BBC, NTV in Japan. Dr. Greer has been supervising a worldwide search for alternative energy sources, specifically known as zero-point or over-unity devices, with a plan to identify and develop systems which eliminate the need for fossil fuels. And obviously, any sort of extraterrestrial propulsion system that we could ever get our hands on would probably, in all likelihood, contain such an energy source. So this went off like a bomb in my head. Been trying to get Dr. Greer, and I confirm for you now that, in fact, he is here tonight. In a moment, we'll find out if what he said, if these quotes were indeed his. We'll be right back. Just one additional comment before bringing Dr. Greer on. I had a listener, Paul, wherever you are, thank you, who wrote to SETI asking exactly this question. SETI responded to Paul, no SETI program has detected an extraterrestrial signal. If anyone had, it would be made known to the public in accordance with the Declaration of Principles concerning activities following the detection of extraterrestrial intelligence, which was developed over a period of years by the SETI Committee of the International Academy of Astronautics with the assistance of many experts interested in this question. And with that response in mind from SETI, here is Dr. Greer. Dr. Greer, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's been 2 weeks in the waiting. I guess your car broke down last week.
Oh, it was all kinds of things, and I was lucky to get back out here today. I was in Washington meeting with people up on Capitol Hill, I'm very happy to answer your questions, and I can confirm that those quotes you read at the opening segment are correct.
They are correct? Well, that's a bombshell. I mean, that's nothing short of a total bombshell.
We have been sort of hinting at this for a number of years. I just had a new book that we released a couple months ago called Hidden Truth, Forbidden Knowledge, and I recount in there years ago a man who is on our team who worked at NASA Ames Research Center, where the SETI project for a while had been centered, and he worked down the hall from those folks, and at one point went over to one of the very senior scientists there and said, what would you say if I told you that you people already know that we are being visited by extraterrestrial civilizations and they have landed on terra firma and that the SETI project is really a big smokescreen to make it look like you're looking for something that you know is already here. And this senior scientist with SETI winked at him and said, well, I would say that you're a very smart man. So that was my first hint that something was not quite right with the way that project was being conducted.
Holy smokes. And so a wink and a nod, and I'd say you're a very smart man. Well, that's obviously a confirmation.
Yeah, it was a confirmation that they knew that, and this particular person. Subsequent to that, one of the founders of the SETI project and I spoke, and this man, who I do not want to name at this point, but who would be a household name amongst anyone who follows this, told me that he would lose his career, and I'm quoting, if it was known that he was even having a conversation about this matter with me. Subsequent to that, there was a man who was once the editor of Astronomy Magazine and Sky and Telescope Magazine, who was one of our witnesses for the briefings we did, you remember, Art, back in 97 for members of Congress.
Of course.
And this man, along with some of these other military men, stood up, and this particular astronomer said that he had been present at a SETI facility when an extraterrestrial signal came in. He was ushered out. The place was sealed. He testified about this with members of Congress in the audience, including the chairman of one of the powerful committees, Congressman Dan Burton. And subsequent to that, he began to be blackballed and blacklisted from different assignments and jobs, and so he has stopped coming forward to discuss that particular event. But the most astonishing thing was that a senior member of our research group who is an astronomer and used to run one of the big telescope programs and back years ago had been involved with Carl Sagan and looking for other planets around other star systems, was talking to one of the very senior inside people at SETI who, again, told him that in the last few years they have had numerous extraterrestrial signals using some type of technique that was not disclosed to him or to me, but that the signals were so numerous that they then began to have their system externally jammed by some sort of human agency that did not want them to continue receiving those signals. Now,
this person,
if I were to say who he is, almost every one of your listeners would probably know the name. So these are people, we're trying to negotiate them coming forward at some point publicly with this. We have had inquiries by I think the current president of SETI, Seth Shostak, who has denied, of course, that they have ever detected anything. I don't know if he's prevaricating or if he simply is out of the loop. But
that was going to be one of my questions. I frequently, as you know, I've interviewed Seth, and here's what he's always said, Doctor. He said, look, even if for some reason we decided we wanted to hide this, we would be unable to do so because of the Internet, because of the connectivity, because of the fact that our scientists are working on this full time. They want nothing more than to receive contact. Word would flash out on the Internet virtually instantly. And I think I'm carefully quoting what he said.
Right. He has said the same thing to us. And, of course, I simply don't buy it because I know that any organization that wishes to have an effort that is publicly known and a parallel effort that is more tightly held can do so, and compartmentalization is the name of the game, and I certainly think it must apply to the SETI project. The reason this comment that you're referring to is when I was with the Honorable Paul Hellyer, the former Minister of Defense from Canada, and he and I were doing a press briefing up in Toronto in May, and he and I had been discussing this, and I disclosed to him the details of this particular disclosure from a senior SETI source. And I felt that it was important for people to understand that there are very serious and mainstream astrophysicists and astronomers and scientists who now three separate confirmations, the one that happened years ago in the 90s to a member of my team who's a NASA researcher at Ames, this astronomer who disclosed what he had found to these members of Congress in 97, and then most recently the senior scientist who disclosed this to us. So I can't believe that these three independent and corroborative, these are all separate and corroborating sources, would be simply making this up. And these are not low-level munchkins, as they used to say, or people peripheral at all to that effort to search for intelligent signals in space.
Okay, well, anybody lesser than yourself, and I'd be cringing right now, but, I mean, this is just bombshell news. And here's something else I would like to know. Now, this made it to print, Doctor, and was this a comment that you made in public to this man so that it made it into print, or did somebody just happen to overhear this conversation, or how did it get to print?
No, what you read at the opening of the show actually did appear on our website, disclosureproject.org, as a result of my verbal comments at the press briefing with the former Minister of Defense, Paul Hellyer, in Canada in May of 2006, a couple of months ago.
Well, excuse me, but how would something of this magnitude just go sailing on by the mainstream press?
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I think the mainstream media is neither free nor all that much of a check and balance on the what they used to call the fourth estate that we think it is. And you know, you and I have talked about this before, but my experience with the very large and mainstream media is that they have been ordered to pull stories many times and have done so. And by the way, I don't know, I don't think I've spoken with you, Art, since we put this up on our website. I have a CIA document that was given to us that is an authentic, declassified document that on page 6 of it states that the CIA has assets within all the major wire services and news media and networks to change or alter stories when they need to, and that has been very successful. This is a 1991 document during the first Bush presidency. So, and I have personally been on the inside of newsrooms at ABC News and elsewhere when I have seen stories either killed or altered to water them down. So the fact that the, quote, mainstream media or big media doesn't cover or dig into this does not surprise me at this point. It would have surprised me maybe 15 years ago, but at this point I would say that's the rule rather than the exception, unfortunately.
Okay, Doctor, I want to ask you about the CIA document. Now, that's another bombshell. Is there any way that you feel you can make this document public? You said on page 6.
It is on our website, disclosureproject.org. Anyone who wants to get on that website can see it. And by the way, I understand this document went got reclassified after it was given handed off to us, but it was a declassified document when I obtained it, and we have put it on our website.
Does it? I haven't read it yet, Doctor. Does it list any of the criterion for changing or deleting a story entirely?
No, it just mentions that when needed, that has been a program that has worked very well and has been successful. It specifically states that in the document.
Oh, God. That crosses
so, that's not,
so, many
so
lines.
In other words,
I don't even know how to respond to it.
Yeah, these ideas that people have about the corruption of the media and the complete wholesale destruction of our democracy and the freedom of the press is not a theory. This document very well establishes that that's the case.
Oh, my God. This is, it crosses so many lines, Doctor. In fact, both of these stories, the fact that there has been contact. Can you tell me anything at all? Was anything disclosed to you about the nature of the contact? So many questions.
Yes. It was confirmed to me that these were definitely extraterrestrial. They were intelligent signals. They were apparently searching in a spectrum or in an area, I don't know the technical information, but that they apparently hit the mother lode and they were receiving so many signals that somebody watching the SETI project receiving these signals then began to externally jam their receiving capabilities. And I know that can happen because, as you well know, 5 years ago in 2001 when we did the Disclosure Project event out of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., the entire first hour of that was externally jammed by some intelligence operation. And the president of Connect Live that hosts all news going out of the National Press Club confirmed to us that the first hour of our event was externally electronically jammed through electronic warfare means of some type.
Well, it absolutely can be done. And even signals being externally received with the satellite capability we have, can be blanketly, if that's a word, they can just blanket the frequencies so that you cannot hear a thing.
Correct. That's right.
So, again,